You know, my wife and I have found that one of the most gratifying blessings of our older years is getting to watch our family grow. We've watched our two sons mature into manhood, marry, have children, our grandchildren. Now our grandchildren are marrying and having their own children. To date, we have two great-grandsons and a third on the way. We thank God for letting us have this opportunity to witness these miracles of life. Like all parents, we have followed what God told Noah and his sons after the great flood: be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, as many of you have done too. On this feast of the Holy Family, the church reflects on the special and unique relationship that Mary and Joseph and Jesus present to us. We may think it unrealistic that the church offers us the Holy Family as a model for our families. After all, Mary and Joseph were specifically chosen by the Lord to be the parents of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So how can our families compare with them? The Holy Family, while special, experienced challenges similar to those that many families face today. Joseph plays a key role in our salvation history, as we'll hear today. The Christmas Gospels are one of the few times during the liturgical year we hear of him. We hear a lot about him, but nothing from him. In fact, nothing is recorded in the scriptures that Joseph said. He doesn't speak. He lets his actions speak for him. In Matthew's Gospel, he develops from someone who is inclined to prevent the Holy Family from forming to someone who does everything possible to keep it together. In today's gospel, we hear of the family's first great challenge. Joseph takes Mary and Jesus to Egypt to escape Herod's order to kill all newborn boys to ensure his power as king. Just think, if there had been an Egyptian immigration and custom enforcement agency, the Holy Family may have been deported as undocumented aliens. As a result, Jesus would have been sent to certain death. Our salvation history would be entirely different. Actually, some scholars think that there was a community of Jews living in Egypt, and probably they sheltered the Holy Family. This gospel also reminds us of similar situations currently occurring around the world and on our southern border. Many families and individuals are fleeing violence in their countries, seeking asylum in more stable countries like ours. There is much discussion on how to handle the influx. Some want them deported, others want to give all asylum. As we discern our thoughts on this issue, we need to keep in mind what Jesus said in Matthew 25. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Whatever you did for one of these least brothers, you did for me. Who shelters those seeking asylum in our country? Louisiana is one of the few states still accepting refugees, allowing Catholic charities and other organizations to welcome the stranger. Like Joseph and Mary, all parents must protect their family from the forces of the world that seek to destroy it. Herod might not be sending troops to kill our children, but the forces of evil have sent drugs, pornography, selfishness, materialism to kill the souls of our children. Parents need to teach their children how to live chaste lives, practice their Catholic faith, treating others with charity and dignity. But unless parents live what they preach, their words will fall on deaf ears. Like St. Joseph's, actions must speak louder than words. The newborn baby Jesus became the center of Mary and Joseph's heart. A first child always brings special love into the family. Sometime a new baby awakens their parents' Catholic faith as they present the child for baptism. As any mother witnessing her child's development, Mary followed Jesus' ministry, watching unfold from his birth until his passion and death and resurrection. We are told in the Gospels that Mary pondered in her heart the events that involved her child, like when she and Joseph present Jesus in the temple in accordance with Jewish law. What did Mary think when Simeon told her, Behold, this child is set for the rise and fall of many in Israel, and a sword will pierce your heart. She would find out what Simeon meant as she witnessed the events of Jesus' public life, especially his passion and death. Likewise, we suffer with our children when they experience failures and disappointments in life. Another time, young Jesus stayed in Jerusalem after the Passover without Mary and Joseph knowing it. They frantically searched for him, finally found him conversing with the elders in the temple. What do they think when he tells them, "I must be about my father's business"? As his earthly mother and father, they could have been insulted, or at least puzzled, and wondered, what other father is he talking about? How often are we puzzled by some of the things our children say and do? Our expectations for them are often not fulfilled as they live their own lives and make their own way in life. So we see the Holy Family face many of the challenges that all families face. As Jesus' parents, the most important thing Mary and did was to provide a holy environment steeped in the Jewish tradition, preparing Jesus for his public mission. Are we preparing our children to face the world today? Those of us who are not parents are still members of God's family and also have the responsibility to nurture and guide others, especially our youth, to their spiritual maturity. Where is the Catholic faith learned? Not in the Vatican, not at St. Louis Cathedral, not even here at St. Francis of Assisi. It is learned through the example that you and I, as faithful Catholics, give to others. Year end is a good time for each of us to consider how faithful we have been to the teachings of the Church, and what do we need to overcome the obstacles in our spiritual life. The Holy Family overcame many obstacles in its journey. God gives us the grace to make any necessary changes to strengthen our spiritual life, but only if we open our hearts to Him.